up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Home to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we are again, off and running with another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Wow, a lot of great old-time music to get in for you today, just like every week, I think. And remember last week I told you I'd been digging out some more boxes of records. And I've got a lot of records, a lot of bands that we have yet to hear from on the show. And we've done a lot of shows already. In case you're counting, show number 18 is before you on your radio or your computer right now. So there you go. Tim's Oompa Hour, great old-time music, marches on, brought to you by MelodiesMusicLessons.com. And we'll tell you more about that coming up. By the way, it's Melanie, not Melody, okay? MelodiesMusicLessons.com. We'll tell you more about her as we get into the show today, and a lot of records to fit in, like I already mentioned. Carl Fisher starts us off with the rock and roll polka. Carl Fisher there, and the rock and roll polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And again, I do need to remind you that if you would like to get in touch with me, request a song, or you're looking for a band, or whatever the case might be, you feel free to drop an email to oompahour@mail.com. Really, what could be simpler than to remember oompahour@mail.com for the Oompa Hour? All right, let's just keep the tunes going here. A lot of records found in the box full of records, and we need to get some of these in here. Sometimes tough to decide which song to go with here. How about the Domino Polka, Frankie Paul and his International Polka Band?
Thank you.
There you go, the Domino Polka, Frankie Paul and his International Polka Band here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, trying to play all the best old-time music we can get our mitts on here, so just keep on going. This is kind of an interesting record I have here, and it's an LP, and it looks like it's been pretty well played over the years. In fact, this is looking kind of fuzzy around the edges, but we're going to give it a try anyway. I tell you, it's Jim Britz, B-R-I-T-Z, Jim Britz and the Jim Dandies, okay? And it's really kind of a sad record. And you really can't say that when you're talking about a polka record, but let me read you from the liner notes at the back of the record. It says, this album has been published in memory of Jim Britz, the leader of the Jim Dandy Band, and Gordy Gangle, the drummer, who were killed June 6, 1971, in the tragic two-car accident near Kimball, Minnesota. The band was returning home after playing a dance job at the Kimball Ballroom. Glenn Erlandson, the new trumpet player, was seriously injured but recovered. Joe Guck, the guitar player, and Jesse Stumpf, the sax player, were in a different car. So they're doing this as kind of a memorial album, I guess. And a lot of good songs on here. And a lot of it's been played a lot by whoever owned this record before it came into my hands, because it is well worn, and I tend to be one of those people who overly takes care of his records, so I know I didn't wear this one out. But let's try the Johnny's Knockin' Polka, Jim Britz and the Jim Dandies. Go Jim Britz and the Jim Dandies there, Johnny's Knockin' Polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. Now, if you remember last week, we actually played a couple of tunes by this next band, but the records were so darn much fun that I wanted to play another one this week, because I was just incredibly amused. The Coal Diggers with Happy Tony and his Pensy Pals. Can't leave out his Pensy Pals. Oh, there's two N's in Pensy, by the way. We're going to have to correct that way we wrote it down. Anyway, we played the Disc Jockey Polka and the Don't Throw Beer Bottles at the Band Polka last week. And it's just, it's recorded live, and they just have such a festive attitude about them that we're going to play a little tune called Wanda and Stash. So here we go with the Coal Miners with Happy Tony and his Pensy Pals.
Hey, teraz zagramy jeszcze polskie, nazywam tak, Wanda i Staś. Zagraj!
Hey, 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 hey. mi bandu, 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 bandu,
tell you, you can work up a sweat just listening to that one. That's the Coal Diggers with Happy Tony and his Pensy Pals and Wanda and Stash here on your old-time oldie show. It's Tim's Oompa Hour, and I'm having so much fun playing the records here that I have sailed right past the time when I usually tell you about melaniesmusiclessons.com, so I better do that right now. Because if you think listening to all this music is fun, think how much fun it would be if you could actually play it yourself. Well, maybe you could, because Wanda gives you, Wanda and Stash, Melanie gives you music lessons online via Skype wherever you happen to be, whether it's at your home, whether you're traveling on vacation, whether you're hiding at the office with your accordion in the closet, you never know. She's got more than 30 years of experience in teaching music lessons. She can teach you live via the internet. It's like having her right there with you teaching the lesson. This is not like watching some video thing that teaches you how to play. This is actual live human interaction with an actual music teacher. You think I'm crazy, right? You think you're sounding like a skeptical idea. You can try it for free the first time. First lesson, absolutely free, and there is no obligation, so give it a try. Find out more at melaniesmusiclessons.com. That's melaniesmusiclessons.com. And just tell her Wanda sent you. All right, let's just move on to some more great music. I found a bunch of tunes here by Stan Wallowick and the Polka Chips. Always count on these cats for a great record. The Munich Drinking Song is the tune that I have up here. And let me just check, because there's some notes on this song someplace around here. Here's what it says. It says, among the most popular numbers in the Polka Chips repertoire, which I think is French, this is obviously German, and just as obviously a waltz. So there we go, fulfilling our minimum one waltz requirement for the show that we always try to do. The repeated request for the Munich Drinking Song on their programs and in their personal appearance tours convinced the Chips that it should be included on this record without delay. So by popular demand, apparently, Stan Wallowick and the Polka Chips and the Munich Drinking Song.
Pech geraus, ein, zwei, super.
Well, there you go. Stan Wallowick and the Polka Chips there, the Munich drinking song here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show, by the way. And, you know, while you're hanging around, wondering what to do, you're listening to the show, take a moment. If you're listening to this on a computer, streaming somewhere, or even a radio station, or wherever you happen to be hearing the show, while you're sitting there, take a minute and dash off an email to whoever it is providing you with our program and say, hey, thanks for carrying the Oompa Hour, because there are just not that many outlets left for great old-time music, and we're trying to fill that need. So it'd be great if you just spread a little of that polka love around, you know? Okay, this next record is a record album. It's from an LP, and it's a brand-new LP that, as near as I can tell, is at least 50 years old. I took the cellophane off this myself. This has never been opened before. I have not heard the artist I'm about to play. The photo on the front of the album cover is spectacular. It's Walter Erickson's accordion orchestra. I assume the man on the cover is Walter. He's got his suit and his glasses and his hair's all coiffed. He's got his big old, looks like a 120 bass accordion there. And it's a stellar, high-quality, glossy phonograph cover on this LP here. And, of course, the record's brand new because I just cracked it out of the cellophane. And not something that you get to do very often, that you come across an LP this old that nobody's opened before. And I don't know which tune we want to play, since it's it says the famous Walter Erickson's, that's Erickson with a K and two S's, by the way, his accordion orchestra. I'm thinking to play the accordion polka. Seems to be the logical choice. But there's also the chicken polka, Polka in the Rain, and Peter's Polka, and the West Coast Polka. There are many choices, and I'm not sure which one is going to be the best. Just seems like the accordion polka should be great, huh? Let's try that one. If it's good, maybe we'll come back later in the show and try another track. Because this is like, as we say in the record collecting business, this is virgin vinyl. So here's Walter Erickson's accordion orchestra and the accordion polka. You just heard what we call virgin vinyl. That was a brand new 60-year-old record. That's Walter Erickson's accordion orchestra there, the accordion polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. I think we may revisit that LP a little bit later on in the show here and We'll put that over there for later. Try another one of those tunes coming up. Now, I notice that when I'm doing this show, I tend to avoid what I call the obvious big hit polkas because everybody's heard them a million times. Nobody does not know the beer barrel polka. Nobody does not know the clarinet polka. Nobody does not know In Heaven There Is No Beer. And I always tend to skip over these songs when I see that somebody's got them on a record. And I think that perhaps I am slighting these songs. So to make up for that, I have the Polka Kings to do the beer barrel polka. Many times you hear it, the Beer Barrel Polka is a great song. There it is by the Polka Kings. I was just thinking it might be interesting. I don't know. You could email me, let me know what you think. It might be interesting to take some of these songs, like, well, there's the Beer Barrel Polka, probably recorded by 5,000 different polka bands. I'm sure I have several hundred different bands doing the Beer Barrel Polka here in the boxes of records. Do a whole show of nothing but like the Beer Barrel Polka by different bands. Would that be interesting or would that make you crazy? Huh? Or maybe, you know, do the clarinet polka by 300 different bands. Or maybe the, I don't know what else. The Peanuts Polka is another one. It's on everybody's record, it seems like. How many versions of In Heaven There Is No Beer can you stand to hear? I have no idea, but it intrigues me. I have Wally Losel now, and apparently he must have been discovered by Marv Herzog, or must be a buddy of Marv's, because the record says Marv Herzog presents Wally Losel. So he must know something. I don't know. We're going to hear the Tennessee Yodel Polka anyway. Let's see how it goes, shall we?
In a little town in Tennessee, around the mountains high, and a handsome boy who also had a twinkle in his eye. How he loved to do the polka and make all the girlies cry with his oodley, oodley. One, two, lay, 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 lay,
oodley, 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 oodley.
All right, kind of a secret that I don't tell a lot of people. I really like yodeling records. I don't know why. I just think it's amazing that the people have that skill, because you would not hear this guy yodeling anywhere ever. Remember Rod Erickson had a great record called She Taught Me to Yodel? That seemed to have gained some odd popularity back in the 1970s. I don't know what the deal was with that, but I remember that. Rod Erickson, She Taught Me to Yodel. Now, there's an example of another record I should probably dig up. I think I can actually find that one in the record library somewhere. It's not in with the polka records, but I do believe it's an acceptable polka beat. And after all, it is yodeling. Maybe next week, we'll see if we can find She Taught Me to Yodel. Rod Erickson's great record. All right, on the way, up next, as they say in the radio biz, Frank Warnarowski, and Permit Me, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. There you go, Frank Warnarowski there, and Permit Me, Well, permit me to play another polka. In fact, let's go back to Walter Erickson's Accordion Orchestra, the record that I actually removed the cellophane from as a brand new record, even though it's like, well, let's see, 40, 50, it's probably like 63 years old or somewhere is in there. We heard the accordion polka earlier. Let's play Polka in the Rain. I have never played this before. Just unwrap this one, so I don't know if it actually is a guy playing the polka in the rain. Yeah, probably not. But here's Walter Erickson's Accordion Orchestra once again. It's Walter Erickson's Accordion Orchestra there, Polka in the Rain, here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. And again, I want to remind you that you can always reach the Oompa Hour via email, just oompahour@mail.com, to ooze in Oompa, O-O-M-P-A-H, oompahour@mail.com. We'll certainly try to find any song that you might have at a request or any band that you would like to hear from. Or if I'm pronouncing something horribly wrong, which has been known to happen, you can straighten me out. Or, you know, just say hi if you want to. Heck, even send us some spam. I don't care. And while you're at it, drop a little email to the website of the radio station where you happen to be hearing the program. Let them know that you're digging it, you know. Jimmy Sturr and the orchestra. Kind of skip over the Jimmy Sturr records a lot, too. Again, another case of they're so familiar and so big that I think that, you know, you got to give the little guys a little more airtime once in a while. But Jimmy Sturr, one of the standards of the world of great polka music. Here's Jimmy Sturr and the orchestra. It's from their Polka Fever album, which I think is a great name for a record album. Here's the Strip Polka.
There's a burlesque theater where the gang loves to go to see Queenie, the cutie of the burlesque show. And the thrill of the evening is when out Queenie skips and the band plays polka while she strips. Take it off, take it off.
Tries a voice from the rear.
Take it off, take it off.
Soon it's all
have Jimmy Sturr and his orchestra, the Strip Polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Just keep the songs rolling this week, I tell you. A lot less yakking and a lot more polkaing, if you know what I mean. Fun record here. Just discovered this one, Two in a Box. The cover on the album's a little scary. It's D Drifters 5, Sing and Play at a Ukrainian Concert is the name of the album. And on the front here, we have the band members. We got the guy on the sax over on the left here. We got the big accordion here next to him, looking pretty good. We got a snappy-looking drummer in the middle. Looks like a short guy, a little beard, kind of a beatnik, I don't know. Got a guy on a fiddle over here, which is kind of unusual. Then, off to the far left is the guitar player. At first, I thought he was a bass player, but it's a guitar. And he's not looking at the camera. Everybody else is looking right in the shot. And very obviously, the guitar player is looking off what would be stage left. It would be to our right, but stage left. And it makes me wonder what's going on in the left side of the picture that he's looking at when they took the cover for the album cover. See, I overthink these things. And it also makes me wonder, how many other pictures did they take where they decided the one where only one guy was not looking at the camera was going to be the great big album cover picture? The other ones had to be, like, really bad, wouldn't you think? So, I don't know, but here's the D Drifter 5 from the album Sing and Play at a Ukrainian Concert. This is called The Ford Song.
What's to marry, boy, a хлопчик, yeah, alright. Second hand, I could you for that, I boy, eat them on a ride. Second hand, I could you for that, I boy, eat them on a ride. Над ними співав пісню канадський соловей, а над ними співав пісню канадський соловей.
No idea at all what they were saying, but that record skyrockets into my top whatever. I probably have in my mind like a top 50. That was a, I don't have no idea what they're talking about. The Ford Song, the D Drifters 5 Sing and Play at a Ukrainian Concert. And apparently they're from Canada because the record is from Canada. Let's see what it says here. That's what it says right there. Traveled many 1,000 miles across the width and breadth of Canada. Playing concerts. So there you go. That is the D Drifters 5, the Ford Song. Now, I've realized we haven't played a lot of Frankie Yankovic records either. I feel like we've kind of been jipping Mr. Yankovic out of a little airtime. And I just happened to have grabbed the Your Favorite Polkas album, where virtually every song on it is a great song. Here's Mr. Yankovic and his Yanks with I've Got a Date with Molly.
She's the girl that he adores. She's an angel from above. We believe that he's in love. His heart is full of sunshine, and he's happy as can be. For he's got a date with Molly, the girl that's meant for me. Thank you.
That's
She's
me, Frankie!
That he adores. She's an angel from above. We believe that he's in love. His heart is full of sunshine, and he's happy as can be. For he's got a date with Molly, the girl that's meant for me.
There you go, Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks there got a date with Molly. Sounds kind of like they all want a date with Molly, you know what I mean? Here at Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show where we try to spin all the very best of the great old-time records that we can possibly find. We got a couple more on the way before we're all out of time today. Sometimes kind of freaks me out. I look up at the clock and I go, seriously? We're almost out of time already, but we got a little time, so hang on. We got more music coming up. I do want to talk to you about Melanie's Music Lessons Online, however. Melanie's Music Lessons .com is where you go. If you would like to learn to play the accordion, the piano, the electronic keyboard, she can help you out. She's been giving music lessons for over 30 years. Lots of experience there. And she does real live, honest to goodness, face-to-face music lessons via Skype on the internet with your computer. And Skype is a free program. If you've never used it, you can download it for free. It works on a Windows computer, a Mac computer, an iPad, an Android pad, or any of those kind of different tablets and things. So any place where you have the internet and you have your internet device with you, you can be taking a music lesson. It's amazing. You can check it out absolutely free the first try, because the first lesson is free and there's no obligations. You can see how it works for you. Check it out. You know, if that accordion's been sitting in the closet all these years, maybe you inherited it from mom or grandma and you've tried to plink out a couple of tunes and you'd like to learn to play, great opportunity to give it a try. Get more information at melaniesmusiclessons.com. Hey, doesn't hurt you anything to give it a try, so check it out, all right? Baron Stanley and his orchestra now. Here's the Julita Polka.
Girlfriend, she is a honey. She only loves me when I've got money. I drink plain soda, she drinks gin cola. I dance the polka, she does the hula.
Julita, Julita,
you are my honey.
Julita, Julita,
I have lots of money. I take her walking, she does the talking. Moon is a shining, my heart is pining. She says, no, Johnny, don't try to tease me. Oh, no, no, Johnny, you cannot squeeze me.
Julita, Julita,
you are my sweetheart.
Julita, Julita,
say we'll never part. A girlfriend, she is a dandy. She keeps me broke, but I'm always handy. When I am busted, she is disgusted. She goes with Tony, and I'm so lonely.
Julita, Julita,
please be my honey.
Julita, Julita,
I'll give you my money. Oh, Johnny, Johnny, if you've got money, then you will always be my sweet honey. I'll drink my soda, you'll drink your rock and rye. We'll be so happy, Johnny, you and I.
Julita, Julita,
you are my baby.
Julita, Julita,
we'll get married maybe.
Well, there you have Baron Stanley and his orchestra there, the Julida Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. I've just noticed another case there, another band that spells Julida differently than other bands. I think that's kind of weird, but I guess you could do whatever you want, but that would be another one of those songs that we could do an entire show of different versions of the Julida Polka if we wanted to, and I think we'd be able to get away with it, so we'll have to see. All right, moving on, because we're running out of time, and I got to see what I can fit in here. Polka-rama. Now, there's a name for an outfit for you. It says here, a fun-filled record with the greatest polka sound ever recorded. Polka-rama, a festival of 54 swinging and singing polka players who met in Hamburg, Germany to produce this record of rollicking dynamite, is what it says. Put down your steins, grab your partner, or somebody else's. Yes, it actually says that. And join the fun in this polka extravaganza. Says, play it loud, don't worry about the neighbors, because they'll come over and join the party. So, we'll see. Polka-rama, 54 players, it says. The world's biggest polka band. Here is the classic, Charlie Was a Boxer. Polka-rama here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Just about out of time, I realize we have not played a Whoopi John record for a really long time. And what kind of an Oompa Polka show could you possibly be having if you don't play some Whoopi John records a little more often? I'm going to cram this in at the end here. Here's Whoopi John and the orchestra when Otto plays a polka.
Thank you. the polka, I go into a trance. I'm quite the fish, my feet just itch to dance on dance on dance. I find myself a partner, but not for sweet romance. Cause it's not love I'm thinking of, I only want to dance. Like in a dream, my feet just seem to float along. Venado, blazer, polka, I just can't go wrong. I turn and tilt to every lilt and melody. It's exercise in paradise to me. Venado, blazer, polka, I hurry on the floor. And dance I do until he's through, and then I clap for more. I hold on to my partner, and once again we blend. Our hop for hop made out a stop until the very end. Until the very end. I hurry on the floor, and dance I do until he's through, and then I clap for more. I hold on to my partner, and once again we blend. Our hop for hop made out a stop until the very end. Until the very end.
When Otto plays the polka, it's Whoopi John and the band here at Tim's Oompa Hour, and I think this is the longest show we've ever done. Man, there's going to be some radio stations going, dude, you played one song too many. Hey, we still got it in the hour, though. Holy cow, another show has come and gone.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour is produced in the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by Melanie's MusicLessons.com. We'll be back to do it again next week. Until then, stay happy, everybody.